This is a download from LBC. Steve Allen's Little Bit Extra.
Morning, everybody. Welcome along to your free podcast for today. It's Monday, the 20th of May. Yeah! Beginning of the week. We love the beginning of the week. Victoria Beckham not looking too impressed as she's chauffeured around London by Brooklyn, who doesn't actually have a job, as we know. Obviously, now it's driver. But perhaps Victoria can't afford a chauffeur. A bit embarrassing, isn't it, really? It's supposed to have a multinational company and can't even afford to have a driver to take her around. Good God, even Nick Ferrari's got a driver. And he's not running a multinational thing. But there again, it's mainly bluff, isn't it, with the Beckhams. Frankie Bridge goes to celebrate her 30th birthday with her husband Wayne Bridge. They go to Miami. Odd place to go to celebrate your 30th birthday party. But there again, there are three of you, so it can't be too expensive because you've got her, the husband and the photographer. Otherwise, you'd be sort of arguing over, I'm sorry, I'm sitting on a beach in my bikini. Why are you taking a picture of me, pervert? No, it's because it's their photographer. Oh, Game of Thrones finale. Doesn't mean a thing to me. Not a thing. Fans' panic ending will be a massive letdown as the plot details are leaked in a text message, because somebody must have known about it. And the star, Sophie Turner, admits a lot of people would be upset. But as I haven't seen it, I can't comment on Game of Thrones. I couldn't care less whether the whole thing blows up. It didn't make any difference. I don't even know what it's about. I'm assuming it's a Game of Thrones. They're sort of arguing over who's the rightful person to sit on the throne. Yeah, that's my seat. I'm sorry, I was here first. And then you go, but... horrible, isn't it? I don't. I mean, is that what it's about? Is it about kings and queens? Whatever. Leonardo DiCaprio proves he's the ultimate Instagram boyfriend as he takes his girl. He's 44, by the way. The girlfriend is 21. And that's lovely, isn't it? I like Leonardo DiCaprio. I think he's quite sweet, actually. And five go wild at Chelsea. Can somebody explain to me? I asked a question on the programme earlier on. Somebody got a new PR job inside the royal family. I've never known so many PR puff stories. Now, at Chelsea, William and Kate have got a fun-filled day out. The Duchess has designed a woodland playground. Yes, unfortunately, it's only for the upper classes. It's not for you peasants. It's not for you at all, unless you can build a bridge and a waterfall and everything else and put some trees in. And you know, it's very nice. A picture of Kate's stunning garden. Do you think she gets out there and does any weeding? I don't think so. And Strictly star AJ Pritchard's younger brother, looks almost identical to him, is lined up for the new series of Love Island, which is sort of basically the programme for non-entities, which is a shame, really, because we liked him. He was the one who got beaten up in a nightclub. Do you remember? He had a bit of trouble. Anne Hathaway and Pippa Middleton leading the glamour after Lady Gabriella Windsor's stunning royal wedding. I don't know what Pippa Middleton was doing there. I don't quite understand this sort of link to the royal family. But she's 52nd in line to the throne, is Gabriella. Does that actually make any difference at all? No. That's the third royal wedding at Windsor in less than a year. Over in Towie, is anybody watching it? No. The programme is full of more campy boys than you could find anywhere. Sam Mucklow and Shelby Tribble reunite their turbulent romance as love rival Tom McDonald brands Lothario slippery. You're slippery, mate. You are, you're slippery. And so you've got a picture of it. They look like planks, these people, honestly. They look as though it's taken them about 3 years to grow a little thing which masquerades as a beard. Mel B. Oh, here we go. But I thought it'd be out of time before she came up with more garbage from her tortured life. This is the one who makes porno films, ladies and gentlemen, with threesomes, and has to cough up to the ex-husband. So she's written a book about her dreary existence. Now she reckons Eddie Murphy is the love of her life. Isn't that great, honestly? A couple of nights, you know, having sex, and always will be. Yeah, of course, dear. Some of you can't have and never will have has vanished from your hand. She expresses her regret over their bitter split. Funny, he never mentions you at all. Isn't that great? It's just you, dear. You're the desperate one. Very desperate. Robert Pattinson's looking very dapper. I remember when fans were camping out in the nicest possible way, Leicester Square, just to see Robert Pattinson, because he was, like, really, really popular. They go, Robert Pattinson. He was, like, swoon, swoon, swoon. And I saw a picture of him and I thought, he doesn't look all that. He looks OK. I mean, I look, you know, a little bit better, I thought. In a good light. Meghan's subtle thank you to everyone who made her day special. It's been a year, dear. It's been a year. I mean, for goodness sake, what are they? Somebody's obviously working overtime in the royal family to get all these stories out there because they're trying to do damage limitation. It's basically to cover up the fact that the boys are not doing anything. They're not actually doing a job. There is no job. There's lots of sound bites and puffs and photo opportunities, but there's not actually a job as such. Britney Spears steps out with her boyfriend, Sam Asghari, for a date night after saying she will, of course, perform again. She's had a bit of a troubled existence, hasn't she, Britney? I suppose it must be a bit difficult if you're sort of, if you're one of these sort of people who's adored by everybody. You can have any person you want to be your boyfriend or girlfriend. And then it all goes pear-shaped, and so she's had a few breakdowns. Oh, goodness. Trust Thomas to jump in on the bandwagon. Oh, the story of my life. Yeah. The charmed, the bloke who doesn't even wash his own socks and pants. I mean, really. Goodness. Yeah. I love the way he thinks he's so hard done by. Oh, I'm so hard done by, Steve. It's only for you. You've got a perfect existence and you're earning decent money. I'm, like, working really hard and I haven't got enough money to make ends meet. You know, so me and the girlfriend are going Dutch. You're so mean. You're so mean. You really are. Do you remember the Corrie star, Bruno Langley? He played one. I thought he was gay, actually, in the show. He's moved in with a married university student who's the wife of a £6 million jailed fraudster. No accounting for taste, is there really? Michael Rice, you know who Michael Rice is, don't you? Because we've told you hundreds of times. He was the UK's Eurovision entry. He says he's very happy and absolutely smashed it. Unfortunately, he came last. You know why? Looks ridiculous. Sorry, if your legs are chunky and fat like that, you do not wear skinny jeans that emphasise how fat and chunky your legs are. I'm sorry, you should have had to lose about 3 stone. That's a simple, hard truth, you know. Madonna left the Eurovision fans disappointed. Tone deaf she was. She was flat as a pancake. And then all of a sudden the computer kicked in. Apparently we are told that from somebody in the actual auditorium, she went down like a bucket of sick. Not so good. But Michael Rice's family, the British Eurovision loser, blame Brexit. What, not a single vote from Ireland. Not a single vote. Well, you know, who cares? Okay. Listen, he only got 3 from the public vote. 3. 3 people. Gabby Allen goes on a Greek trip doing one of those disgusting, cheap, trashy kind of poses. Who has a picture taken like that with a photographer standing right behind you? Pervert. It's not normal, is it? They say she's no stranger to showing off her incredible physique. Yeah, if you're a porn actress, yes. Michelle Keegan reveals she's taken back control of her relationship with Mark Wright by keeping the marriage private, as she denies having loads of work done. She's apparently learning another language. She's learning another language. And I can't remember what the language is she's learning. But nevertheless, she's taken back control of the relationship. Nobody gives a toss. You know, who you want to go out with, who you don't want to go out with. Let's have a quick look. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Eurovision presenter Graham Norton has fans in stitches after describing one singer as the Albanian Kirsty Allsop and thanking an eyepatch-clad Madonna for showing up despite a deeply nasty case of conjunctivitis. So there you go. The Cyprus singers divide the audiences with their very daring outfits. Somebody looked like they've got a chandelier crotch. I don't even know what... Oh, good Lord above. I thought you'd like that. Don't you like that? Bit much. Well, certainly is a bit much. Have you seen the size of the star? Goodness sake, what does that tell you? You wouldn't be using that anytime soon, would you? You wouldn't wear an outfit like that, whether you were representing the country or not. It's very... No, you don't. Just a very, very... We used to get them at school. The teacher would stick them in the end of your book. Do you remember if you did well, you got a star for that, it would be like that. Don't worry, I'm in the same class. Gemma Atkinson revealing the baby's due date and her birth plan. Why don't you keep your mouth shut, dear? Why don't you keep your mouth shut? Because you're falling into that stupid trap. We don't give a stuff, OK? Go and have a baby. Go and do whatever it is you want to do, but don't tell everybody about it because it makes you look a bit desperate. Cara Delahoyd, which is real chav, that's upmarket chav, if there is such a thing. She's from Love Island, and you don't know who she is. In fact, nobody knows who she is at all. She sizzles in a bikini whilst popping bottles at Ocean's Beat Club in Magaluf. Best place for you, dear. You know, trash to trash. Sophie Turner reveals her period stopped for a year as a result of her extreme calorie counting. God, they're all at it, aren't they now, honestly? Dreadful. And Rosie William, you like those old Love Island girls, don't you? You do. I've seen your type now. That's it, because we've had so many Love Island girls featured in the stories. And obviously they're a little bit... Do you have them on your wall in blue tack? Do you have them in blue tack and stick up a picture of the Love Island girls? White. Well, blue tack doesn't stain. You can get one of those commando things now. Have you seen it? You put it on the wall and you stretch it down and it sticks to the wall. When you take it off, you just pull the bottom tab and up it comes again. Have you ever seen those? You don't get out, do you? Don't get out. Anyway, Rosie Williams puts on a leggy display. She went to a celebrity football match. There's probably people going, who are you, darling? And she joined Laura Anderson. I'm sorry, who are you, darling? And the answer is, they're nobodies. Nobody would know who they were in Leeds or anywhere else. A couple of phone boxes in London you might recognise them from. Gemma Collins announced her reality show will air right after Love Island. That's going to... I'll tell you, it'll die on its bottom, love. I'm telling you. Nobody's interested. She's got no sense of fashion, no sense of anything at all. What they're trying to do is make something out of nothing. You can't polish a what's-it, as they say. And so she turns up doing a show-stopping display, leaving Craig's restaurant. It's all set up. It's all set up. I mean, it's just... She's of no interest to anybody at all, apart from herself. Not even Arge wants to go there anymore. Rochelle Humes carries out her presenting duties for This Morning Live. I think she did it from the NEC Birmingham. Helen Mirren, 73. My God, honestly. Stacey Dooley arrived makeup-free. Exactly, she gets her makeup done for nothing. You watch. I'm giving it till Christmas. Bar Raffaelli. I don't know who that is, but apparently it's somebody who hosted Eurovision. And they were going, oh, aren't these... Yeah, because every bloke on there was gay. You've never seen so many gay presenters. I didn't realise. James Bond creator Ian Fleming's great niece Hermione revealed she'd love for Idris Elba, Richard Madden or Cillian Murphy to replace Daniel Craig. Yeah, I don't know. I'm not too bothered about any of those, actually. Idris Elba, I think, could be it. Or Cillian... Cillian Murphy's a very odd choice. He's got the bone structure, but I'm not sure... He so does have the bone structure. He's got... He was peaky... Cillian Murphy? Are you seriously doing Peaky Blinders? Major argument now. Major argument. He's very pretty boy. He's so is. Have you seen it? You don't even know who he is, do you? Just making it up as you go. You don't know. He's very... Oh, goodness sake, honestly. Give me strength, as God says. He's very pretty, OK? I'm telling you that. Got much better bone structure than you. And anybody's got better bone structure than you. That... Daniel Craig and Ana de Armas will be providing an intimacy coordinator to make sure they're comfortable with racy sex scenes. Oh, God, Albert, why do we do racy sex scenes in James Bond 25? What's a racy sex scene? The answer is I've got no idea. And care precious little. We don't bother with stuff like that anymore. Good Lord, I'd rather have a cup of cocoa. Oh, honestly. One of those moods again today, are we? One of those moods again. Don't worry. Just go and slap him around a little bit and then he'll be happy. He'll be OK. Go home with a few bruises. I got these at work. Badges of honour. I'll be back with you tomorrow morning. Have a great day. It's going to be a funny week this week, I think. We've got interviews. We haven't got interviews. Chris, the producer, is off some of the week and then he's back on some of the week. I'm losing track of it. But anyway, either way, it'll be absolutely wonderful. I don't even know who the AP is tonight. Who is the AP? Oh, is it little Callum? Oh, that's sweet, isn't it? We've got Callum back with us again. The one who comes... We got him for most of this week. Oh, it's so exciting. Lovely. Oh, should be on medication. Anyway, have a lovely week. I'll talk to you tomorrow morning. Tell your friends. LBC, it's where the best people come out to play. Till then, bye-bye.
If you enjoyed this podcast, listen to Steve Allen live from 4 a.m. Monday to Friday and Sunday from 5 a.m.